But we'll now be back in open session. And the first case, of course, is Mr. Holloway. I know you've been waiting here all morning for this, and we have a rather large agenda this afternoon, so we need to get started. So, Tracy, are you handling this one?
Yes, sir. Right to the slides, please. Andy? Thank you. It's a formal restoration hearing concerning the unauthorized expansion of a previously authorized boathouse, construction of a storage shed above a boathouse, and additional step-down walkway and a wave break structure without prior authorization at his property, Mr. Robert Holloway, situated along the Cosin River in York County. Mr. Holloway's property is located on the Cosin River in this area. While conducting routine compliance inspections, staff noted that Mr. Holloway's closed-sided boathouse was not constructed in accordance with his previously issued permit. A little history. Mr. Holloway submitted a joint permit application for a private pier at his residence in 2000, and this would be the drawings from that application. It's a 140-foot long by 5-foot wide pier with a 10-by-20 T-head, 20-by-4 step-down on the end here, and two mooring piles. At that time, this proposal qualified for a no permit necessary letter in accordance with the provisions of 28.2.1203. This is the plan view and the cross section. This is a 2002 aerial from our own satellite imagery, and you can see a pretty good depiction of what the pier looked like in 2002. On January 7th, 2002, Mr. Holloway submitted another joint permit application requesting authorization to construct a 32 by 22 close-sided boathouse, a 37.5-foot by 5-foot wide finger pier, 25-foot by 10-foot finger pier, and his previously authorized pier. Staff conducted a routine site inspection on January 23rd, and the addition of the finger pier did not require authorization from the agency because, again, the installation at that time would have been covered under 28.2.1203 of the Code of Virginia. These were the drawings at the time that Mr. Holloway submitted. Again, this portion and these here would not have required separate authorization from the agency. And side view drawings showing the close-sided boathouse. Mr. Holloway is a professional marine contractor, and his stated need for a closed-sided boathouse was for the storage of his construction equipment. No adjacent property owners objected to the proposal at the time, and staff believed that Mr. Holloway's reasons for a closed-sided boathouse made sense, and we subsequently issued a permit to Mr. Holloway in March of 2002 for the boathouse structure. This is a 2005 aerial that I obtained from the York County's website. I apologize for the quality of these. It's because it's from the web, and there's a slightly close-up view. You can see the boathouse and the pier structure as it was in February of 2005. While conducting routine permit compliance inspections in February of 06, staff noted that the pier and the boathouse had not been constructed according to the permit documents. Staff subsequently met with Mr. Holloway on March 14th at his property to discuss the boathouse and the pier. The boathouse, as built, measures 36 by 24. That's 160 square feet larger than was authorized by his permit. In addition, there's a 42 by 4 step down added on this side of the pier. Two small decks, which you'll see here and here. There's a close-up of one of those. They had been added to the end of the finger piers that bracket the boathouse, as well as the wave break structure, which is here. However, of most concern to staff was the addition of the second-story storage area and the covered elevated deck, which would be this part here and the elevated deck, which is here. A sworn complaint and notice to comply were issued on March 20th, directing the removal of the second-story shed and the covered elevated deck and reduction in the boathouse to the dimensions that were authorized in the permit. In lieu of removal, however, Mr. Holloway was given the option to submit an after-the-fact application with drawings that accurately reflected the dimensions of the structures located adjacent to his property. Additionally, the notice applied requested statements explaining who performed the work, why the work was conducted without the necessary authorizations in the permit. On April 2nd, BMRC staff received a letter from Mr. Holloway in which he explained why he thought his boathouse and second-story shed were not in violation of his previously issued permit. In that letter, he acknowledges that the covered elevated deck area was not shown in his application drawings, and he stated that he had removed the deck and its associated roof. That would be this part here. There's a close-up of that second-story storage shed and the elevated deck. This is a photograph from the inside, just trying to show... I realize this is a poor quality picture, but I'm trying to show what was contained in that second story area. Upon the advice of his attorney, Mr. Holloway refused to allow staff access to his property to obtain more recent photographs of the boathouse with the covered elevated deck removed. Staff, with the assistance of Marine police officers, were able to obtain more recent photos by water. To date, staff has not received either the requested joint permit application or the as-built drawings for the structures. So these are the photographs that staff obtained from the water. You'll see that that elevated deck and second-story roof there have been removed. The wave break structure is still in place. Some aerials. The step-down is still in place. And again, you can see the second-story elevated deck has been removed. In summary, when reviewing proposals to build over state-owned-submerged lands, the Commission's Sebaquis guidelines direct staff to consider, among other factors, water dependency and the necessity of the proposed structures. Furthermore, when considering authorizations for such structures for private use, Section 28.2.1205 stipulates that, in addition to other factors, the Commission shall also consider the public and private benefits of the proposed project and shall exercise its authority under this section consistent with the public trust doctrine as defined by common law of the Commonwealth adopted pursuant to Section 1-200 in order to protect and safeguard the public's right to the use and enjoyment of Sebaquis lands of the Commonwealth held in trust for it by the benefits of the people as conferred by the public trust doctrine and the Constitution of Virginia. Staff cannot conclusively determine when the 42-foot by 4-foot step-down and the two small deck areas were added. They may have been added before or after the 250-square-foot limit of pier protrusions were introduced into 28.2.1203 of the Code of Virginia, which took place July 1, 2003. Therefore, staff does not recommend that the Commission consider their addition as a violation per se. However, they do represent further evidence of Mr. Holloway's departure to adhere to his previously submitted and reviewed plans. Given Mr. Holloway's profession as a marine contractor, construction of a boathouse larger than the stated dimensions on his permit and the addition of the second-story storage shed without prior authorization, as well as the wave break, are a great concern to staff. In addition, the cover letter that accompanies all BMRC permits clearly, in capital letters, reminds permittees that any deviation from the permit or the attached drawings requires prior authorization from the Marine Resources Commission. Cover letter further indicates that a failure to obtain a modification from a permit will be considered a violation and that may result in civil charges. As such, staff recommends denial of the second-story storage area and the wave break, and reduction of the boathouse to the dimensions authorized by the permit. We further recommend that this be accomplished within 60 days and that the Commission direct Mr. Holloway to grant staff access to the structures from his property for verification of his compliance with Commission directives. In the event that the Commission elects to grant after-the-fact approval for any portion of the structure that is currently in violation, we recommend an appropriate civil charge be considered on the basis of the minimal environmental impact but significant degree of deviation or noncompliance. We also recommend that the Commission direct Mr. Holloway to submit drawings of the pier and boathouse that reflect the structure as authorized by your decision.
Any questions from the Commission? Mr. Rahman?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Tracy, just one question on the dimensions.
Yes, sir.
The as-permitted dimensions, where? Let's see, you have those as 22 feet wide. Isn't that one of the issues, is the width of the boathouse?
Yes, sir.
And where did you pull that from?
Not actually stated, but that Mr. Holloway's drawings are to scale.
Okay.
So I scaled that dimension off myself.
And the actual width is 24?
I believe that's correct, yes.
All right, thanks.
I've got a question. Tracy, you want a light on,
yes.
you want a light on the property to see the boathouse and measure it and so forth?
That's correct. I contacted Mr. Holloway. Mr. Holloway contacted staff and said that he had removed this portion. And I said that I would like to come out and take a picture so that I could show that to the commission. And Mr. Holloway stated that on the advice of his attorney, that they would rather that I did not come out, that they would provide photographs to that effect to the commission themselves.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Schick?
The height of the boathouse, is that also in question?
Or no, sir.
Just the second story in the boathouse?
Yes.
Okay.
Any other questions for the staff? All right. Thank you, Tracy. Mr. Holloway, you're represented today?
Okay.
Pardon? Yes. Yes, indeed. You're going to have Mr. Holloway speak?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You swear the testimony you shall give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth will help you, God?
I do.
Thank you. State your full names for the record.
Robert Holloway.
All right. My name's Michael Ware. I'm Jones, Blutman, Walton, Kelly. I represent Mr. Holloway. I think what we probably need to add a little history. She said that she had the history of this as well, and I'm glad that she's got a lot of the photographs up there. Y'all have in your package of materials that show the correspondence back and forth between Mr. Grab and Mr. Holloway after this came to his attention. And I think the reason we did not have a second viewing of the property was because there was a little bit of discord with regard to how they initially approached this property. If you look at Virginia Code, the Virginia Code mandates that when they do an inspection, they shall, and that is shall, coordinate with the landowner before doing such. And him being a contractor and here on a daily basis, he was kind of surprised that they came on the property, which is heavily posted, and then measured his pier. Now, with regard to some of the issues that are here with regard to additions to his building, if you look at, and I don't know if it's easier to try to get this to reframe back, if you look at his application, the drawings for this building are very, very simple. I mean, it looks like a clapboard shack. And the dimensions, as was noted by the commission, for the width of the building was not even depicted on there. I will also point out that if you look at the correspondence that Mr. Grab sent him, and I believe it's 3D3 of your attachments, and this is April 10th, 2006, he quotes that the permit drawings attached to your permit clearly show that the proposed inside dimensions of the boathouse are 30 feet by 16 feet and that the boathouse roof dimensions are 32 feet by 22 feet. Well, that clearly isn't what was depicted, and if he was confused as late as 2006 as to what the dimensions were, then obviously these drawings aren't as clear as everybody believes they are for him to be subject to this inquiry with regard to the pier, the boathouse. What is there and what is not disputed is the actual outside dimensions of the boathouse are 30 by 22. Where the difficulties come into play are the overhang. I'll have Mr. Holloway testify here in a second as to his understandings, but upon the application of his for this boathouse, at the time that he made this application, it was not the grave concern about overhangs that is now before the commission today. And the determination as to overhangs being included in the space was not that crystallized. That came into play in 2003. So he, as a contractor, I think, has constantly represented to the commission and to Mr. Grab's office that if we've got a problem, we'll fix it. But I think the reason he's taken a stance in this is because at the time that he built this facility, overhangs were not that big of an issue. They are presently, and he recognizes that. What I'd like to do is give you also some photographs of what you've seen of how it was before with the the deck. Y'all have that. And you can pass these. These are the photographs. May I approach?
Yeah.
Thank you. Those are photographs immediately after he removed the decking or whatever you want to call it. We also have photographs as it stands today.
Apparently not. But the fixture.
And these are smaller. Oh,
is that the same story?
Or is it separated because they are of a smaller frame. As we stand here today, you can see in the pictures the breakwater has been removed. The access, or whatever you want to call it, the deck has been removed. The shed that they refer to as a shed really isn't a shed. I've visited the property. The space above it is really the amount of space between the rafters and that cupola. And the cupola was an addition. We clearly acknowledge was not on the plans, but as he will represent to you, he didn't believe that would be a factor because it was just for indirect lighting. This is something that's been before the board, I mean the commission before, and I believe the case was Don Williams number 03-2368, and I will discuss that in a little bit more detail afterwards. As you look at those pictures, because he applied, because he is in the contracting business, you'll see a dead rise workboat, barges inside the boathouse, and a pile driver immediately behind the boathouse. If you also look at the view from what the neighbors see from the community, you don't have that. What he's tried to do in order to be a good neighbor is build something out there that has an aesthetic appeal. And that's the reason, instead of using, if he went as strictly by the plans as he depicted with the his application, you would have basically boards in a vertical fashion on the outside of this building. If you look closely at the structure, it's built out of cedar, and the boards are put on in a format so as to not be just your standard shed. Where the problem comes in, and we can see the problem that the staff has picked up, is he has raked the end of the building so as to basically shed that door access from where he takes his barges in and out of that garage from his neighbors. That can be removed, but we would submit that you would be basically creating more of an aesthetic view problem for his neighbors than for him. From that, I would like to, if you have any questions of me, I'd be more than happy, but other than that, I would have him put on some information.
Any questions from the commission? Mr. Garrison and then Mr. Fox.
Is that added shed, the top shed, have a floor in it like a second story shed?
It's not a floor. It's got maybe a little piece of plywood, but you cannot access that now. You can't access it from the inside.
We still got a floor up there.
It's got a floor, but you can't access it from the inside. And the height in there is probably 3.5 to 4 feet. So if he floored the rafters and put debris on top of it, he's got the same thing except for he's got that little cupola that gives maybe another, as you can see, 2 feet of space in the very center.
Thank you.
I think this picture shows that.
Yes, sir.
This is the same question that I had as to whether there's a floor, and this picture seems to indicate that there is a floor.
There is a floor.
Whether you can get there or not, you can't see how you can get there from the picture.
Well, if you look at the original picture, before he removed the deck,
mm-hmm.
you could get access it through a ladder to the deck and get in through a porthole at the end of the building.
Anyone else for the counselor? All right, Mr. Holloway.
Mr. Holloway, how long have you been contracted?
Since 1981, 25 years.
All right. You ever had any problems with the commission whatsoever? All right. Now, with regard to what you submitted and what you built, did you believe that you were building the right-sized boathouse?
Absolutely.
All right. Explain to them your understanding of the regulations up to 2003 and subsequent to 2003.
Well, I probably do 3-4 permits a year on average. We don't do a lot of permits. We're mostly a repair, boat lift type of company. And I think Tracy will tell you that we've been permitting things in the past. We haven't included the overhang because I didn't know what the overhang was going to be until I built the boathouse. You know, boathouse construction is not a perfect science. You never know exactly how things are going to end up until you get that boat lift installed, get those piles in, get things squared away and low. And so I wouldn't put the overhang in. I would put in the size of the pier around it, and I would put in the size of the boat's lift. And since 2003, when the thing has changed, I've permitted 3 boathouses, but one of them was out of BMRC jurisdiction. The other 2 were in jurisdiction. And it actually turned out to be no permit necessary. But in both cases, she called me and said, hey, I need the overhang. You haven't put it in. I've been building 25 years. I started out building houses. In past years, we'd take winter off and go build a house or go build a garage or something along those lines just to stay out of the river. Since the hurricane, we've been working all year round. If you come to me and tell me you want a 24-by-24-foot garage, I'm going to build you a 24-by-24-foot garage. But it's going to be overhang. And that's the way I think. I'm that kind of builder. As I told Tracy and as I told Mr. Ware, I'm not going to come into Pecosin River where everybody and his brother sees what I'm building and build something that I think is in violation. That's stupid, and I'm not a stupid man.
So at the time that you built it, you believed you were complying with what you submitted?
I did.
All right. And what was your understanding with regard to those drawings? Were they supposed to be an exact science, or were they just a depiction, or what?
Well, I'm not an engineer. You know, I try to draw to scale. I didn't for a long time. I would draw with the ones I would file and put no scale or not to scale. But what I try to do, since I've gotten a little bit wiser and bought some nicer equipment, I've tried to scale my drawings to the plat, to whatever the property plat is. If their scale is 1 inch equals 60 foot, I'll try to go to that. Now, a few times, that's kind of itty-bitty. And so sometimes what I'll do is put a little square in there and draw a bigger pier in to a little larger scale, because 1 inch to 60 foot is, you know, tiny. But, you know, again, I'm not an engineer. I'm just a redneck contractor, doing simple. And, you know, I do the best I can with what I have to work with. But from the amount of revised drawings that Tracy asked me to submit when we do file permits, I got to figure that I'm not doing it exactly right every time.
All right, but what you depicted and what you were approved for, you built a smaller unit based on what you thought the exterior walls were.
Correct. I mean, permit's very clear. You close side at boathouse 32 by 30 or 32 by 22. I built it 30 by 22. Like I say, the overhang never occurred to me. It never occurred to me. It's just, as Tracy, I think, will tell you, generally my boathouses will have about a foot of overhang. Now, that depends on the pitch of the roof, obviously. But generally, we stay with about a foot of overhang. Because any more, you end up coming down low to where you're getting too close to head lengths and that head height and that sort of thing.
I don't have any further questions. If any questions y'all want to have of him, I think we pretty much have.
Mr. Fox, and then Mr. Robbins.
On the, I don't know what direction it is, but on the side down by your flagpole, there's it comes down and then it curves around a little bit, and that sticks out beyond the door.
You talking about the boathouse?
Yeah, on the boathouse,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, sir.
Now, what's the purpose of that, and was that included in the, is that where the overage is?
Yes, sir, that's part of the overhang. I extended the overhang more where I would probably have only gone with a foot there. Kind of, you know,
just
When you're building something, you draw it on paper and you start taking shape, it kind of takes a different look. And so I decided that that overhang would help protect that metal garage door that I had put in there, you know, carriage style garage door, from the rain when it came in from the northeast, which that thing faces northeast, and it looks better. It looks better. You know, I'm looking. What I would do is I would get in my boat and I'd go out in the middle of the river and I'd look back and I'd say, now what would I want to be looking at if I were my neighbor? And so I'd kind of work from that standpoint, which was the reason that once I realized I could have probably afford it, that I went with the cedar side instead of what was going to be basically a board strip, I guess they call it, for that. I don't think the board strip would have looked very sporty. I really don't. But when I permitted the boathouse, it was all I could afford to do.
All right. Do you have a follow-up, Ms. Fox?
No.
Mr. Robbins?
Thank you. Sir, what are the dimensions of the clear story, that second story clear story?
12 by 8.
That's the footprint?
Yes, sir.
And, okay. And there's flooring up there, and what, 6 foot of ceiling height?
5 foot by 6 with the cracks in it.
Right.
And that's I use for storage.
Okay.
So I had planned a loft from the get-go over top of my boat slip, which I think shows in some of the pictures that Tracy took. I'm
right.
Not sure about the ones I took.
Thanks.
It's hard, you know, my boat slip takes up the majority of my boat house, which it leaves me with 3 foot and 5 foot pier on each side. I'm not going to store equipment in the middle of those piers, because number one, we have to walk around them. Number two, they get wet 3 or 4 times a year if we get 2 or 3 days of northeast wind, if that boathouse will actually flood. So the intention was to put that equipment overhead, over that loft, and that was the reason for that area. As it has turned out, since we've done it, if I open those windows on a hot day, it actually gets some of the hot air out of it, because that dude will heat up on a hot day. It really will.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Garrison.
Tracy, you said in your issues most concerned the staff was the addition of a second story storage area and a covered elevated deck. The covered elevated deck is gone, is that correct, in these pictures we just got? And we've been discussing the second story. That was your biggest concern. I just don't see a tremendous problem with 32 by 22, the way I built boathouses myself, going to 36 by 24 is to me, a small deviation. Thank you, sir.
Anyone else from the commission?
Look, Tracy, are we saying that the added square footage is the overhang?
It's all overhang.
Do you concur with that?
Yes.
Okay. As a follow-up to Tracy, would you stay up here, please? Follow-up to testimony that was just given. How long have you been working with Mr. Holloway?
Me. Oh, sure, ma'am. Excuse me.
Oh, sure. I started here with the commission on May 1st, 1997. I've had several projects over that last 9 years with Mr. Holloway. He's always been helpful and cooperative and gets me the revised drawings when I ask him for them.
Have you received any complaints
on
the boathouse from neighbors or anybody?
No, from anybody.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Is the commission ready to take action?
May I make one more?
Yes, indeed. Counselor?
If I may, just to go back into some precedent that y'all set, there's the case of Don Williams, which was a cupola, 8x8, over here off of Willoughby, where he had built the cupola as well, and he had built a large storage box next to the facility.
What's your definition of a cupola?
What we have here is my definition of a cupola. Now, I've had it called all kinds of stuff. Clear story, you name it, I've had it called all kinds of stuff. So we may be talking somewhat different, but the definition of what they talked about, I'll use your language out of it. The inspection, however, revealed that Mr. Williams had constructed an 8-foot square cupola atop the boathouse roof and a large storage shed with a T-head portion on the pier. So let's just say it's a structure on top of the boathouse. Neither of these structures were depicted on the application Mr. Williams submitted in 2000. In that, this commission said that they voted to approve with no civil charges on that and made him remove the storage box. what I would ask is that y'all just consider, if in fact y'all think that he did violate, which I believe from his heart at the time that he did it, he did not, as far as the outside dimensions. There is no dispute that the overhang was extended on one end so to aesthetically shield that door as well as provide some shelter. As you can see from the pictures, he does a good job of screening his equipment behind this facility for his neighbors. And if y'all move in that direction, I'd ask that y'all consider it an after-fact approval and treat it accordingly. I can see from today what I've seen y'all try to treat these all appropriately and fairly.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Holloway. And now the matter is before the commission for discussion and ultimate action. We've got Mr. Robbins and Mr. Garrison.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think the key question before us is really whether or not the clear story is substantial. I mean, it's potentially viewed as a second floor or second story. If you go back through and look at the intended use of this permit that staff originally issued it on, the purpose was for storage, and we typically don't permit storage in a dock type structure. But in this case, it's a quasi or semi-commercial application. It's a private residence, but he's using it for some commercial purpose. And given the fact that the permit was issued for storage purposes, I don't see a problem with allowing some flooring in there that's used for storage. But I think the question is whether we view the clear story as simply a decorative architectural detail or as a substantial portion of the structure. If it were a 2 or 3 foot square cupola, then I would probably view that as a de minimis type thing, but I think this is a little bit bigger. I mean, it's 12 feet by 8 feet. That's roughly the size of some of the storage sheds that we've ordered removal of. I think the applicant's heading in the right direction, bringing this case into compliance. I mean, he's removed his walkway out there, the overhang. He's removed the breakwater. Those things all needed to happen. But I think my inclination is to require removal of the clear story within 60 days. And otherwise allow the approval of the existing structure.
Right, Mr. Garrison?
Removal of what?
The clear story, the second story.
The whole removal of it?
The 12-foot by 8-foot section. In other words, just frame that in.
You mean take it off?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Garrison?
I'd like to offer a substitute motion.
That's not a motion. We're discussing.
Right? Discussing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in discussing that, Mr. Robbins, it could be depicted as just something up there. It's pretty. The floor of this commission has had several motives. One, taking the floor out. One, abandoning it with a court order. And I think taking this off, we're stepping over what we've done before. And I would certainly encourage you to think about leaving it up there, taking the flooring out so it couldn't be used. It'd be empty space. It'd be air. You could pull a boat up there or something and then leave the structure, outside structure, as is.
Any other comments? Mr. Ware mentioned the granting of an after the fact, which was part of staff's recommendation, was it? I mean, you could go that route. In the event the commission elects to grant an after-the-fact approval of any portion of the structure that is in violation of an inappropriate civil charge, so they did address what Mr. Ware brought up. Personally, I don't think Mr. Holloway intended to do anything with his reputation as a contractor. You've heard the testimony of both sides of this, and now before us, Dr. Jones.
Mr. Pruitt.
Yes, ma'am.
I remember the cupola, actually.
Well, that's in your area.
If it's the one I think. Yeah, I remember the cupola and the discussions about it. I think we end up with a very gray continuum of an 8x8 cupola, an 8x10 clearer story, and then that gorgeous cherry floor. Home at the end of a dock. And so I think the decisions here are not clear cut. in terms of we've tried to. We have assiduously tried to make very clear concepts about, is the storage there necessary for water-related activities or not? And so whether or not storage should be allowed is often whether that can be done best on the upland. And I'm not clear here what storage is kept up there. And because this is not a this is a kind of a quasi-commercial, this isn't somebody's residential dock, mm-hmm. really. It's coming into us under a residential permit, but it's not a residential dock. This is, he's storing his business's boats. Those are not pleasure craft.
That's correct.
And so my concern is that, is there gear there? And I doubt it would be kept on a second floor, but is there gear there that would be difficult to be moving back and forth on a regular basis that was associated with his business?
We could ask Mr. Holloway that question now.
That's
if he
a
would
different
like.
Thing than storing your
Holloway,
deck
you,
chairs up there.
Did you hear the question? Come on up here to the.
Yes, the stuff that could be stored on the upland. Is it going to be so commodious or difficult to move that you couldn't be putting it elsewhere? Because that is one of the bases of our decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, if it's a motor that you're putting in and out, mm-hmm. although why you'd keep it in a second story, I have no idea.
Heavy items like pumps, generators, that sort of thing, we don't take up there because it's difficult to get up there. Most of that stuff will stay on the pile dryer, we keep it covered up on the pile dryer. I have two boats in that boathouse right now. They both have decks built on the front that we usually have two pile drivers. We use them to push the pile drivers. We take the stock off those boats. We have extension cords. We have air hoses. We have air guns. We store the air guns up there. We store anything that's light enough that we can take up there without killing ourselves and not have to take all the way back up and put inside the shop or shed or whatever up in the yard. But it's something we use on a regular basis. You're right. They definitely aren't pleasure boats. They're definitely not pleasure boats, but that's the sort of thing we store up there. Now, there's a purpose for it. I don't want to leave it in the boat necessarily because it just becomes cluttered and gets messed up. If we, you know, if we're not using it on a particular job, like if we're building, we just did a bunch of low-profile groins in Gloucester. We didn't need that stuff for that, but we still use the boats. So we want to take that stuff out and put it somewhere so it won't get tore up. And that's basically what I use it for.
But you could, for example, store that stuff on the walls. The problem here is that we don't like second floor floored areas because it invites people to use that for non-water dependent need. And we have to have some cutoff point.
I understand that, and to be honest with you, it never occurred to me, although many people have joked it's a nice boathouse, why don't you move into it?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, and we have had people do that.
And if growing up, I may have a house and we've been to that boathouse.
I like the cherry floors. I thought it was gorgeous.
But, that really never occurred to me when we were putting it up. I see your point.
You see what our concern is, because it's an 8x8 cupola, and then it's an 8x12 clerestory, and then it's an 18x12 clerestory, and soon we have a home on the water.
I sat back and I looked at it, and I thought about it, and I said, we're going to keep it in the same footprint. We'll put it in the same footprint. We actually paid attention to the position of the sun to make sure that it didn't put any more shading on the water anywhere. I know what the rules are. I know what the laws are. And in my mind, I wasn't in violation of those laws. I'm not going to do something that's going to put me before you people in a bad light.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my style. I'm not going to do it.
But you could remove the floor and put shelves up, right? You could put your air guns on shelves.
You're talking about if we left the roof like it is.
And then took the floor off.
Yeah, actually, that would probably be a little easier to get to. We wouldn't have to go outside to get to it. We could run a ladder up from inside then. And put, wouldn't have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Yes, Mr. McCluskey.
I think you referred to the ventilation at the, what you call a cupola, which seems to be very popular, very aesthetic pleasing. But I think the ventilation is very important because you have a metal roof. It's got to be very hot in there.
Yes, sir.
And I would think for just that reason alone it would be beneficial.
And that was one of the things I pointed out to Mr. Graham. That was something I hadn't even thought of, was the ventilation. But I've got an old 32-foot dead rise, 1955 model, same year I was born. And we will back that thing in there occasionally to work on it with the motor running. And as it turned out, with the windows open up there, it would help ventilate that exhaust out of there.
Across the street.
And I mean, that was the second thing. I never even thought about that. That just worked out that way. Well, trust me, in my business, we always working on boats. Always.
All right. Any other questions? Mr. Garrison?
Would you entertain a motion, Mr. Commissioner?
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Mr. Holloway.
Thank you.
All right, the floor is yours, Mr. Garrison.
I'd like to make a motion that Mr. Holloway be granted after-the-fact approval for what his property is for his boathouse, and that the floor in the cupola, or whatever you want to call the thing, be torn, the upper floor be torn out.
The flooring be torn out?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
Seconded by Mr. Holland. Further discussion to the motion. Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, I would ask the maker of the motion if they would include a staff's recommendation that the commission direct the applicant to grant staff access to the structures for verification of compliance.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And what's being done about the staff recommendation for fines?
I'm sorry, would you repeat that?
The staff recommended fines, too.
No, Mr. Garrison,
what was the question?
The staff civil recommended charge. Civil fines.
No civil charge.
Recommendation is no civil charge.
Just triple permit.
All right, and Mr. Counselor, I heard you say that you accept that.
Triple.
Okay, thank you very much.
And do we have triple permit fees on this, too?
Question?
Is there enough of a deviation here where you'd normally it normally have a new permit?
Not if, at the time that this was brought to our light, there were a number of other violations.
I don't know.
The removal of some of the structural ways, right, the porch and everything else, and the increase in the height would modify the permit document to reflect the overall dimensions of the structure, require revised drawings that depicted, you know, what's there, so that it would not be a question as to whether or not any additional structures at some point in the future.
All right, I got a motion on the floor here with a second. Is everybody clear with the motion?
Yes, sir.
Not really.
All right, Mr. Robbins?
Mr. Chairman, I can support the motion, but I'm going to offer an amendment just to include a civil charge as per staff's recommendation, given the fact that this deviation was done by somebody in the marine contracting business. I mean, the applicant being a contractor, I can appreciate some of the departure from the, you know, as far as the width goes. Indeed, the drawings were scale drawings, but they weren't particularly precise. But the fact that they built a second-story clear story and some other structures here at the site, I think, does warrant a civil charge, and I would recommend a $1,000 civil charge.
All right. First, I'm going to try it with the friendly amendment route. Mr. Garrison, you made the original motion?
Yes, sir.
Will you accept that civil charge?
Yes, sir.
Who seconded
it? I second and I'll accept it.
Mr. Garrison will accept it. Now, remember, Mr. Holloway has to accept that. Otherwise, it goes to the Attorney General's office for
$25,000 a day.
$25,000 a day. Bear in mind, that's the course you go on. All right. Ready for the question. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign. Any abstention? Carried. Counselor, you understand the action? Thank you very much, Ms. Holloway. All right. Wilford, the General Assembly has a